KNKX connects you to Food for Thought, where we're talking about kitchen tools. For 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson, those include rubber body mallets, Danish dough whisks, and way too much mandolin.
You know, it's a funny thing, Nance, but several of my favorite kitchen tools are things that I either made myself or are, forgive the expression, repurposed. Top favorite is a rubber auto body mallet. I got it at the auto supply years and years ago. Use it for pounding meat. You ever notice in these recipes that say, pound the meat to 1/4 inch thickness with a cast iron skillet. My God, you'd need forearms like Popeye. The rubber auto body mallet, way better.
Right. But what about the mandolin that I've been trying to get you to buy forever?
Yeah, you finally got me to buy one. It's sitting in cupboard now, and I'm wondering if I'm ever going to attempt to do anything with it again. It drove me almost insane trying to get the thing put together. You know, these murky little drawings with arrows to what?
You know what, Stein? You didn't listen to me.
No, because listen?
I told you to buy a little handheld mandolin.
You were right.
So I was right again. And the reason is these are so simple. It's not like an IKEA. How do you figure it out? So listen to me next time. I'm going to have to send you one. The little simple one that you hold in your hand. And by the way, when we say mandolin, will you explain to people?
It's a kind of a gizmo for making uniform cuts when you want to do a lot of them over and over and over again. Slices or juliennes or do, and actually I can do my own julienning with a knife, much simpler and faster than setting that thing up. This thing defeated me utterly. Maybe okay. I just need more experience with it, and after a while I'll say, oh, just go like this. But so far I don't have the nerve to get the thing out again.
So the one I have is called a genius, by the way, and I'll just leave it at that. It's genius. The only thing you have to remember is to turn the little crank in the back so that when you have it in a drawer or wherever you put it, you don't slice your finger off. But I just bought myself a fabulous timer from OXO, and that's the OXO company. You can set three different times, and it works so perfectly well for me, especially when I'm teaching classes, because I'm busy talking and I have to remember, ooh, did that go off? And you can even set a second timer to remind yourself even better.
Yeah, well, I got a timer on my stove, and I got a little spring-operated cranky thing that you just turn the
and
little
cranky
dial.
Cranky is the operative word with those, because those things never seem to work for me.
Well, they make a reassuring ticking sound as they go, and it comforts me. One of my very favorite bought kitchen tools is this thing I got from King Arthur years ago. It's about a 10-inch wooden handle, and it's got a heavy-duty kind of double steel loop on the end of it. And this thing is great for mixing a really thick batter or a really loose dough.
You're not going to believe this. My friend Stan, who's a terrific bread baker, suggested the other day when I talked about how much I bake no-knead bread that he said, oh, do you have one of these? And he was telling me about this. They're called a Danish dough hook. Well, I found one for like $3.50 in the clearance pile at Fred Meyer. It says Mrs. Anderson's Baking on the side, and it's exactly as you describe. And those things work great, particularly when you're dealing with, as you said, batter or a really wet dough, a moist dough.
Yeah.
So speaking of repurposing, I got myself a little water squirter squirting the inside of the oven.
For steam when you're baking bread?
Yeah.
Well, what I do is I put a cast iron skillet in a lower shelf in the oven and then turn it on to preheat. And then when it's up to speed and good and hot, pour a cup full of boiling water into that skillet. You get a great burst of steam. Just keep your sleeve rolled down so you don't get scalded. Shut the door and just let it boil and steam away for about 5 minutes. Really hydrate the air inside the oven. Then put in the bread.
Thanks for that tip, Stein. That's a great one. I'm going to adopt it immediately.
With KNKX food talker, the queen of the mandolin, Nancy. Leeson.
He's Dick.
The Mallet Man.
Stein.